There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste. Four beers, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to live for
hey,
a night.
Hey.
Throughout the evening, drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to live for a life,
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knock back the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a night,
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a night,
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night,
hey.
It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night,
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Happy Saturday, everybody. I just blew your ears out. I just blew the ears out of Schwabo Wabo, Hurricane Shane Schwab.
I needed that.
I got Adam Hairhuck in here. It's the first time we've been live in the studio in 3 weeks.
Yep.
I know the magic of radio. You heard us talking. I hate to say it, but we have been away. Adam did the Solid State Sessions concert series.
Yes.
I went to see Jerry O'Connor of Jerry O'Connor Music, the Irish Rovers, just an overly accomplished fiddle player. And it's hard to say overly accomplished, but he's an instructor. Like,
yeah.
Not only is he doing a U.S. tour, he lives in Ireland doing a U.S. tour. In between the tour, when he doesn't have a gig to play, he's teaching. He goes to universities. He went to UNLV. Okay, now he's in the state of Washington. He's at Washington State University doing a workshop there. So legitimately, like, the man barely sleeps. And I said, Jerry, when do you rest? He said, I rest long enough until my feet start to itch and I got to get on the road. Oh my gosh.
And then when things get off, other things start to itch, he gets off the road.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. No, can't say that. I mean, Sheila, his wife, a wonderful woman.
Yeah,
he was telling me a story about his boy there, Finn from the Mary Wallopers.
Yeah.
He's had a baby.
Oh, no kidding.
And the midwife was in there. Yeah, and the his girlfriend was given birth, and the midwife was, you know, trying to calm him down because obviously, you know, first baby, you were just there. You get kind of nauseated, a little bit queasy, and a little bit peaked. And the midwife's like, "So daddy's a musician, huh?" And Finn's like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Well, what instrument does daddy play?" And Finn plays the bagpipes, so, you know, for the Wallopers. She's like, "So what instrument does daddy play?" And he's like, "The fiddle." And his girlfriend goes, "You're the daddy. You're the daddy." So, yes, they weren't talking about Jerry. They were talking about Finn.
Yeah. Well, ironically, she was also yelling, "You're the daddy," when the baby was conceived. Oh, we got to clean it up. We got a phone call.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
We need some saving here.
Yeah, here we go. Check this out. Solid State Radio.
Hello, boys. How are we tonight?
It's Father John.
Well, hi, Father. We feel kind of bad. We've been missing you. It's been a few weeks.
Well, I kind of miss talking to you as well.
I got to tell you, Father, I had to cheat on you last weekend.
Cheat on me? What are you talking about?
Well, I went to go see a friend down in Ann Arbor, and I was there kind of late, and I didn't want to make the drive back, so I had to go to a different church.
Oh, that's not cheating as long as you're celebrating the Lord.
Yeah, but Father, I heard some gossip with the priest and the mayor, and I don't know. I feel like I should confess it to you.
Well, maybe you should.
Well, so the priest was pretty old, and he was pretty traditional. And apparently down there in Ann Arbor town, all them U of M people in Saline, they're, you know, they're pretty free. They're like swingers.
What?
Yeah. Swingers. You know, they're unfaithful. Okay. They're unfaithful, I guess you could say.
Oh, that's... Well, I'll pray for them.
Well, and see, all the parishioners were going to the priest, and they were talking about how they were being unfaithful and how they... And he, it was so frequent, he got sick of hearing it. And so the nun down there, the sister, she says, look, she went to the parishioners, and she kind of silently sent out a little message. She says, you can't... say that you've been unfaithful. You can't go into the priest and just say you've desecrated your marriage. You just go in there and just say you've fallen, and we'll all kind of know what's going on.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
So bygones went by, and they had a visiting priest in. The other priest had gotten sick, and he had to get away. So the visiting priest was there. And he says to the mayor, he pulls the mayor aside, and this is kind of what I was hearing. And he says, "Mayor, you got to do something about the sidewalks around here." And the mayor says, "Well, what do you mean?" He says, "Well, all the parishioners keep coming to me and tell me that they're falling."
Wow.
And the mayor started laughing just like Adam did, because he was in on the secret. And the visiting priest looked at the mayor, and he says, "I don't know why you think it's funny. Your wife's fallen 3 times this week."
Oh my, for heaven's sakes, that's terrible. Here I am feeling bad from you telling me some kind of a joke.
Anyway, Father, so what's been going on?
Well, the Red Wings lost today. That's what's been going on.
Yeah, I saw that. Not one goal. They didn't score one goal.
Well, it's 70 degrees here. The ice is probably starting to melt.
You are crazy. You know that's in a building, right? It's got line.
Father, is first time Drew and I went to a Red Wings game, he got us some really good tickets. We were pretty close to the ice, and he kept complaining that he was cold. He said, I'm cold. I said, Drew, you're sitting next to a 200-foot-long ice cube. What do you think is going to happen?
For sure, for heaven's sakes.
Well, Father, I got some ideas to help increase revenue for the church.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I want to hear it. Go ahead.
Well, you know how we have the spaghetti dinner on Sunday after service?
Oh, that's great. I love it.
I was thinking, for all the spaghetti we don't sell, we could have spaghetti wrestling on Monday.
You're in that devil's juice, aren't you?
It was just a thought.
It's
I don't think he's really thought this through. What about the errant meatball that gets lodged in somewhere?
Adam, you're pulling him right with him.
I'm just thinking of legalities for the church.
Well, I guess so.
Oh, well, so we made it through. We had, it's been a few weeks since we talked to you. Valentine's Day was on Ash Wednesday this year. How'd that go?
Right, well, you know, it went really well. I had a couple of them want me to draw a heart instead of a cross. What, you crazy people?
With the ashes, they wanted you to draw a heart on their forehead?
Yeah, that's what they asked me for. I said, no, that's not how this works.
Oh, well.
Is it kind of like at the carnival where you have like face painters? Just kind of, you just sit in a booth and what do you want? A shamrock, a heart, a half moon?
See, that makes perfect sense. Why are you crazy people?
True story. When I was little, and I hate to say it, but they would actually, you know, draw a cross on you. Yeah. And then, like, as I got older and I really wasn't engaged in the church, I was just going because my parents wanted me to go. Like, I don't know if we had, like, a lazy priest or what, but he legit would just use his thumb and you just got, like, a smudge on your forehead. Like, he didn't even make the sign of the cross.
You probably had a lot of parishioners, big lineup, like, okay, come on, folks, come on.
Yeah.
One, keep it moving. Like, keep the line moving.
Lick it and stick it. Lick it and stick it. Lick it and stick it.
Oh, geez. Oh, come on. For heaven's sake. You know, I still draw a cross, a nice little cross on your forehead. I just even did it with my hand just so you know how it goes.
Well, and we were watching. We could see it.
You're allowed to ash yourself?
Yeah. What? It's like breaking the bread. They get the first wafer.
Oh.
Yeah. Or in your case, a Jesus.
The Jesus.
You guys are just, do you realize you're talking to a priest?
We've missed you, Father.
Why, yeah, every time you shoot.
Well, you wanted us to get rid of the pigeons. I didn't know you were going out to get the mail.
I don't even understand why you do such things.
Well, so we got Easter coming up.
Oh, yeah. You ready? You're going to be here for Easter Mass?
Yeah, but I probably won't be there for St. Patrick's Mass. I'm going to be at the captain's quarters.
What the heck is a captain's quarters?
It's a restaurant that's going to have a really good St. Patrick's Day breakfast.
Well, then that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why do I smell alcohol?
You can smell it through the microphone?
Wow. That's pretty good.
God works in mysterious ways, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, I said the captain's quarters, not the crow's nest. There's a difference.
Well, I would have to guess so. He's a crow's nest. Huh? You got me all confused.
Well, the captain's quarters on a boat are nice and warm and cozy, but the crow's nest is, you know, the part way up on top where they put the oddball shipmate with a telescope.
Oh, so that's where you'd be.
Yeah, pretty much. I'd be out there looking for women.
Yeah. Oh. Land ho! No, ho land!
Yeah, my dog, you too.
I told you about that, didn't I, Father?
There's time to hang this phone up from you, too, and I say a prayer for both of you and myself for my ears.
Well, we could all use it.
Well, Adam and Eve were down by the shore on the Red Sea.
Oh, boy.
And they were talking to the Lord, and the Lord said to Adam, he said, what do you think of Eve? She's beautiful, huh? And Adam said, yeah, she's amazing. She is definitely amazing. He says, well, you've asked me to make her, and now you have your mate. He says, yeah, but there's one thing. He says, you know, once a month, she just starts bleeding profusely. And the good Lord says, well, yeah, that's so that she can cleanse herself. It's kind of a recycling type, you know, to keep her healthy. He says, well, what did you do? And he says, well, I put her in the Red Sea to try to cleanse herself off.
And the good Lord said, oh my goodness, now we're never going to get the smell out of the fish.
I mean, really?
Ah, now, Drew is offering to say the opening prayer at Mass.
Yeah.
he'll go up to the pulpit. We got any first-timers here? Who's from out of town? Hi, how you doing, folks?
Now we know where mermaids come from.
Yeah. I knew a nun who was in a really bad habit. I knew a priest who was so drunk.
No, that'd be you two so drunk.
Yeah. Well, Father, we should probably let you get out now, and we're just going to be with the mermaids.
That's all right. I'm going to be working on my sermon for tomorrow anyway.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling, Father. We'll talk to you soon.
Say a prayer for us.
I will be saying prayers for both of you and myself.
All right, Father. Good night.
Good night.
You call it alcoholism. I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Well, there was a lad in a fishing town. The old man said to me, you can spend your life, your jolly life, just sailing on the sea. You can search the world for pretty girls till your eyes are weak and dim. But don't go searching for a mermaid, son, if you don't know how to swim. Cause her hair was green as seaweed, her skin was blue and pale. Her face, it was a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart, but I only like the upper part. I did not like the tail. Signed unto a sailing ship, my very first day at sea. I seen the mermaid in the waves, are reaching out to me. Come and live with me in the sea, said she, down on the ocean floor. And I'll show you a million wondrous things you've never seen before. So over I jumped and she pulled me down, down to her seaweed bed. And a pillow made of a tortoise shell she placed beneath my head. She fed me shrimp and caviar on the silver dish. From her head to her waist, it was just my taste, but the rest of her was a fish. Cause her hair was green as seaweed, her skin was blue and pale. Her face, it was a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart. I only like the upper part. I did not like the tail. She swam away, so I sang to the clams and the whales. Oh, how I miss her seaweed hair and the silver shine of her scales. But then her sister, she swam by, set my heart awhirl. Cause her upper part was an ugly fish, but her bottom part was a girl. Yes, her hair is green as seaweed, her skin is blue and pale. Her legs, they are a work of art. I love that girl with all my heart. And I don't give a damn about the upper part, cause that's how I get my tail. Come here, mate, little darling. Show me your fillets. Here, fishy, fishy, fishy. Come here, my darling. Come here, my little puppy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Show me a fin.
I was just 17 when I made the AHL. I couldn't skate in junior, but my fist rang like a bell. I'll never win a title and I'll never win a cup. But when it comes to ladies, I've had the best of luck. My first girl was a sly one, she's hanging around the rink. Hey, send me off the cornball as fast as you can blink. And Moonshine was right in love, the daughter of the coach. He traded me for nothing, didn't take the my approach. So goodbye.
Very well.
During Quebec, and if he had the
get the face off or catch your play-by-play. So goodbye.
Very well.
I'm glad you shared my bed, but never trust a fella with a helmet on his head. And Nancy couldn't watch me fight. She'd always be in tears, waving from the bleachers and screaming in my ears. And she, I couldn't marry her.
Every Saturday, it is St. Paddy's Day here on Solid State Radio. It's the Blarney Hour. Adam Harahuck hanging out with you. Drew Duffney in his office at the moment. He'll be with us momentarily.
On the porcelain throne.
Helmet head right there. Great big sea, I believe that was. Before that was the Mermaid. Another great big sea tune. And didn't like the Mermaid that had... like the top half, but the bottom was a fish. And a little bit of a, what's a little bit of bestiality among friends? I mean, let's be honest with ourselves, huh? The Red Wings played this afternoon, if you can call it that. 4-0, they lost to the Florida Panthers. Florida Panthers showing why they made the Stanley Cup Finals this past year. I fully expected them to kind of flounder a little bit. I was wrong, and... they're a very physical team. I think they're showing the Red Wings and everybody in the NHL that old-time hockey hasn't gone away. You need a helmet head. You need somebody who can throw the fist around. And
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
The Florida Panthers and flounder.
Oh, I didn't even...
yeah, rim shot.
Unintentional rim shot. I didn't even realize how... I'm so funny, I didn't even realize it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was expecting more of a close game, if anything else, when it comes to the Panthers, but then I took a look at the game previous to that, which I believe was in New York, and I can tell that it's going to be worst-case scenario disaster, best-case scenario. We're not getting a W either way.
Yeah. Well... ever since that Islanders game, the Wings have been wearing that new priority patch with our waste management, garbage men patch on their jersey. And everybody's like, oh, that shouldn't make a big deal. But they don't understand that hockey players are superstitious human beings. It's them and baseball players, very superstitious. If they're on a win streak, they will not change their underwear. There's been some really gross stories about the fact that some athletes will not change things if they're on a winning streak. And now you got this patch on them that's about garbage. I mean, put an energy drink on there or something. I don't know. Drew, how you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. I just had to, drain the gizzard there.
He's got fluids coming out of everywhere.
Yeah,
the gizzard, the organ. I have no idea. Do just turkeys have gizzards, or do people have gizzards? Or
I don't know. Well, we're gonna call Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I'm gonna find out.
He's gonna be a guest on the show eventually.
Well, you're a hunter, so I didn't know if you knew it, because I've had turkey gizzard, and I know you're not supposed to eat organ meat, but that stuff's pretty decent.
I can tell you, when I got out a deer, my eyes are closed.
Yeah.
Legit, like, I'm reaching up in there, trying not to breathe and do it as quick as I possibly can to try to... there's a few things you have to cut loose to get those guts to come out.
Yeah.
And you do it all by feel. Like, I've wore gloves, and the gloves, you just rip holes in them and whatever else. Yeah. And every animal's the same. I mean, like a squirrel, you go to gut out a squirrel, and it's kind of... it's all...
that it's all relative. Like, I've never actually looked for a gizzard. The only reason I know what a gizzard is because it comes in a frozen turkey.
That's the only way.
And you can't buy a frozen deer or a frozen squirrel. Like, there's a store over by my brother's that sells frozen rabbits. I don't know. I can look and see if they got a gizzard.
Yeah, they're probably all skinned and everything else. It probably doesn't look like a rabbit when you get it. Or like a...
Is your turkey not plucked when you get it?
Our turkey's plucked, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, rabbit, of course, the rabbit would be skinned. Like,
I haven't bought a rabbit. It's like, just a dead rabbit.
Yeah, you were making an inference. You're like, well, it's probably all skinned. And I'm like, well, is your turkey not skinned? And did they not?
No, I just imagine when you said, you can't buy frozen deer. I just imagine going to the meat department at Walmart and just hooves sticking out of a coffin.
Come to Schwabo's Butcher in Taxidermy. We kill your pets and we freeze them too.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm looking for a dog. That's in the Korean section. Sorry.
Yeah, they made the apology list.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys, we got some stuff. Shawneetown, but coming up by the longest John's. And here's, Father John gave his wisdom at the beginning of the show. I'm going to give you my wisdom now.
Okay.
So in wine, there's wisdom. In beer, there's strength. In water, there's bacteria. You decide. Here's the longest challenge with Shawneetown right here on the Blarney Hour.
Some rose up, but we floats down, way down the Ohio to Shawneetown. And it's hot on the beach, or she moves too slow, way down to Shawneetown on the Ohio. Whiskey's in the jug, boys, and wheat's in the sack. Hey! We'll trade 'em down to Shawneetown, and we'll bring the rocks all back. And it's hot on the beach, or she moves too slow, way down to Shawneetown on the Ohio. Oh, them good old boys, they talk so loud and long. They're white as a barrel and they're twice as strong. And it's hot on the beach, or she moves too slow, way down to Shawneetown on the Ohio. The water's mighty warm, boys, the air is cold and dank. And the cursive fog, it gets so thick that you cannot see the bank. And it's hot on the beach, or she moves too slow, way down to Shawneetown on the Ohio. Now the current's got her, and we'll take up the slack. We'll sail her down to Shawneetown and we'll bushwhack her back. And it's hard on the beach, or she moves too slow, way down to Shawneetown on the Ohio. Some rows up, but we floats down, way down the Ohio to Shawneetown. And it's hard on the beach, or she moves too slow, way down to Shawneetown on the Ohio. And it's hard on the beach, or she moves too slow, way down to Shawneetown on the Ohio. Way down to Shawneetown on the Ohio.
Woo! Yeah, that's Shawneetown by the Longest Johns. That's one of those old, just a bunch of guys sitting around on barrels or kegs or,
Yeah, usually we're just sitting there talking, passing dirty jokes, but these guys are like, hey, let's sing.
Yeah, let's make some music.
So if any of y'all have ever been to Matt from Cougaran's house, he has like a back porch with a bonfire and all that, and it's usually us either singing jigs or making these hypothetical scenarios, one of them being, we all know that the moon is cheese, but what flavor of cheese is the moon?
Yeah.
And I feel like that song would be part of our playlist had we decided to show up on Saturday night.
Yeah, there we go.
I mean, it was a nice full moon last Saturday. That was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, should we get some bills paid?
We definitely should. What do we got coming up after the break?
Oh.
Stansfield?
Yeah, the fight song. Yeah. We're going to come back a-charging. We'll be right back, folks.
The Sessions Concert Series is a great way to get up close and personal with the bands I play on Sessions. Another show is on its way with three bands you need to see live. Saturday, April 13th, come out to the Hitchin Post in Lapeer. There you'll see Blue Sky, Matt Bastardson, and Attaboy. I'll be there as your MC. No tickets to buy, no cover charge, just come in and celebrate Michigan-made music. The Post is located at 1636 Emily City Road in Lapeer. This is a 21 and over show. Saturday, April 13th, starting at 8 p.m. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
When was the last time you visited downtown Lapeer? Hey guys, Jim from the Lapeer Main Street Hour here, and I want to invite you to rediscover downtown Lapeer and all that it has to offer throughout the fall and holiday season. With 13 dining establishments to choose from, downtown Lapeer has one of the hottest up-and-coming food scenes in the area. Make it a day and enjoy an afternoon of shopping, arts, and entertainment. With over 180 businesses, downtown Lapeer truly has something for everybody. Great food, shopping, entertainment, and more. Isn't it time you rediscover downtown Lapeer?
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascadon Lounge.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
They're rattling the red beers and prancing in their livery. They're howling at the gates again. Hot time in the old town tonight. Get yourself together and meet me at the magazine. We're gonna have a reckoning. Hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, on our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, on our own, but we're gonna do it right. Rally around the banner, man, fire up the forge and muster at the cannery. Hot time in the old town tonight. Keep your wits about you when we turn it up and fall upon the old sworn enemy. Hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, oh, our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, oh, our own, but we're gonna do it right. Hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, our own, but we're gonna do it right.
I better still. Finish. Showing a couple of bob, there's no bricks on me hard, but you've seen better days for sure. I'm short a couple of bob, I'm not the man you want to rob, but you've seen better days for sure. I've seen better days for sure.
Hey guys, my name's Arissa Kelly. I'm a professional foot archer all the way from London, and you're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
She's working as a waitress in Dublin, filling up the tourists with beer, stashing away a little cash every day to buy a ticket to ride out of here. Every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder. No more rain for this Irish rose. She's gonna go,
she's gonna go
where the palm trees grow. She wants a piña colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. She's standing in the line at the chipper, waiting for her curry and peas. She's dying for some of that papaya and rum, and the kiss of a coconut breeze. Every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder. She bought a tongue bikini and a big straw hat. She's gonna go,
she's gonna go,
and she's not coming back. She wants a piña colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. Sunday, but she's dreaming of a tropical night. Another 5 or 10 in her pocket, and then she'll be closer to the price of a flight. And every night she feels a little bit older, every day's a little wetter and colder. She plays Beach Boys records and she dances alone. And before she goes home, she pours a piña colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. She wants a piña colada in a pint glass. She wants to be where the summer won't stop. She wants gin, clear water and milk white sand, a sunburned nose and a drink in her hand, with a pink umbrella on top. With a pink umbrella on top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy Saturday. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. We got Hurricane Shane Schwabo in the studio, and special guest Mr. Knickerbocker coming up for your sessions coming up here at 9 o'clock. A little bit of early early arrivals, but absolutely nothing wrong with that. We had
How's that background music going, Adam?
Yeah.
Good. So you guys can't hear it, but
that's the thing. We talked about this, and we did some pre-recordings, and I said, man, it kind of sounds like I'm in a closet. I kind of want a backdrop or a little bit
of
background
music. And I
want
to come out of the closet.
Yeah.
Adam, we do realize that June is probably like 3 months away.
Yeah. Seriously, one of my favorite comedians, he's from Ireland, and he come out. He says, you guys, he says, Ireland is woke as fuck. He says, we not only support gay, and we not only support foreigners, he says, we have a gay Indian prime minister. we'll go with it. You know.
Call that the triple threat.
That's right.
Anyway. And he's a hell of a dancer, so that's four.
Well, that's how they got him. He was in Riverdance for 3 seasons.
That guy, the backup dancer, stage right.
Yeah.
Get his number.
He was trying to take over for Prince after he passed, but didn't succeed.
Yeah.
Philadelphia wouldn't have
him. Purple Rain, okay. Green Rain, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Something about the old Mountain Dew.
Bollywood doesn't go well with Let's Go Crazy.
Oh gosh! Anyway, what do we got coming up, Adam? We got to wrap the show. We got a twofer from Stone Clover.
Yeah.
We got some Missing the Ferry coming up. Thomas Benjamin Esquire.
Yep.
And
Mary
Wallace. Oh yeah, cod liver oil and orange juice. That's what the Jerry O'Connor's son. I talked about that last.
I can't remember if you told the story on the air or off the air.
Well, if I didn't, I will tell it on the air one more time because it was a funny story. So, Jerry O'Connor, fiddle, very accomplished fiddle player and instructor. I just went and saw him down at the brew pub down there in Saline.
We saw him a year ago with the Irish Rovers.
Got to hang out with him in Sarnia. Yeah. Phenomenal show. But his boy's a bagpipe player. He's a piper. And he was having a baby. His girlfriend was having a baby, and they had a midwife. And the midwife says, "Oh, so daddy's a musician." And he said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. Daddy's
no,
a musician."
Thank you.
And she says, "Well, what instrument does he play?" And he says, "Fiddle. He plays a fiddle." And his girlfriend's gritting her teeth trying to give birth to this baby, and she's like, "You're the father, you're the daddy. Pipes, you're a piper." He goes, Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm a piper.
I'm still new to this. What does your father do?" I was like, he's over there.
He's a fiddle player,
no, we're
yeah.
talking about you. I remember when Dorothy gave birth to Joey, it was a whole cutting of the umbilical cord thing, and I'm like freaked out. I'm like, we're gonna have you cut the umbilical cord. I was like, you don't have anybody more qualified to do this.
Yeah.
I'm like, afraid I'll cut something else off and then be like circumcise them at the same time.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. I mean, everybody's laughing at me, and Dorothy, I've never heard her voice hit this note. It was like a demon. "You're cutting the fucking umbilical cord. And what I just went through, you can do this."
Yeah. Give me a box cutter, somebody. I got this.
Yeah. Hey, two for the price of one. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Just put my one foot on Dorothy's like, "God damn it." Trying to cut through gristle. "I've gutted a turkey was worse than this.
Switch the razor, Adam." "No, not my razor."
"Yeah, I better not see this on the bill, you motherfuckers."
Oh, God. Well, let's get into Stone Clover right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. We're going to dip into your time.
Well, I'd like to tell the story of the band, la 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 la. How we came to sing and drink across the land, la 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 la. Well, it started out as fun in the back of an old pub. Well, then we found the whiskey and the meaning of true love.
Yeah, I dig it.
We don't get drunk, we get awesome.
Yeah, it's like,
and everybody's sister will agree.
Yeah.
We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up around for you and me. Well, you may have heard it's beer that makes us bright, la 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 la. And a warm embrace of whiskey shines the light, la 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 la. But we also like the rum, and tequila makes us dumb. But when it comes to drinking, well, the band has all the fun.
Oh my God, that's
we don't get drunk, we get awesome. And every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up around for you and me. One, two, three, four. I declare a drinking war. Five, six, seven, eight. Beer and whiskey, ain't it great? 9, 10, 11, 12. No more sober, can't you tell? 13, 14, 15, 16. I just wanted one more whiskey.
I was.
We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And every maternal fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up around for you and me. Say we love the alcohol, la 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 la. Just light them up and we will drink them all, la 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 la. But my mother always said, if you want to drink all day, you best start in the morning sun, cause that's the Irish way. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up around for you and me. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. And every maternal fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome. So order up around for you and me. And you and me.
And you and me.
Let there be whiskey.
Oh, yeah, the Manitowoc Minute guy.
Well, you're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio, and this is Paulie from Stone Clover telling you to keep them up. Cheers.